You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Yeah, we got the remix now.
I like the remix.
Yes. Hold the post.
So intense. It's hot in here.
It's hot.
It's really hot.
Hey, everybody, what's
my
up?
Bad.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, y'all said it was hot in here. My bad that I'm sitting in here and making it hot. That hot breath.
You're so funny.
It's a jacket. It's a jacket thing. It is everything.
Wait, I'm sorry. Before we start, you guys are all wearing pleather right now, right?
No, this is
mine's leather.
Oh, that's polyurethane. My bad.
Get your life, Jason Carter.
You know what? Relax.
Get your life.
Hey, everybody. It's Giselle Ugardi. Nice. You were watching the Dance Moms recap on AfterBuzz TV. I'm so excited because the gang is finally all back. Ooh, here.
I'm
just
back.
Just in time for episode 9, Chris Cangero.
Right. I made it back, though. That's what counts.
I
well,
guess that counts.
I will let my lovely co-hosts introduce themselves, even though hopefully we're already friends out there.
Oh, it starts with me?
Yeah, Tony.
Oh.
Moving on up.
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
Hi, guys. I'm happy to be back. I'm Chris Cangero.
In case you forgot, because he's been gone for a long time.
For a quick minute. Yes, God, honey.
But he still looks so handsome, and he's newly single and available.
Oh, wow. No.
AfterBuzz going to be buzzing off of that one.
Dial
14.
You guys are the
worst.
I'm Jason, not wearing any kind of fake pleather polyurethane Carter tonight.
You wearing some polyurethane
no, Jay?
Something.
No, oh, Jason J. Carter, my bad. Hi, everybody.
And as always, I'm live tweeting during the show. You can tweet me at Giselle Ugardi or afterwards. And please, 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 if you have time, go to iTunes and find our podcast, find our playlist, and rate us. Because for whatever reason, we're at 3 stars. Oh. That's kind of absurd because I know that the cast members watch us. I know Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition cast members watch us. We've had choreographers in here. We bring you the exclusives. We try to bring you the best show possible. So if you don't think we deserve 5 stars, let us know why. Hopefully you do. And give us 5 stars. Please bring up our average.
Word. I think it's because I wasn't here.
Now, our stock is definitely going to skyrocket.
It could be.
Oh, tonight we're getting
back.
Those 5 stars.
Chris and Gerald, have a seat.
Want to give a shout out to our engineer, Marissa, for always holding us down.
Hey, Marissa.
Yes.
Marissa, off the hook. We can't do it without you. Love you, smooches. Mwah.
So this was an emotional episode. It was emotional. It was dramatic. I got a little emotional.
Well, for Abby, it was
seeing
emotional.
Abby cry, bye-bye, baby.
I know. People and their pets. I guess because I've never had a pet before ever in life that I can't understand. And I don't do like children or whatnot. But tonight Abby was just going through it.
Well, they become part of your life, yeah.
But
it's like you know for pet owners, it's like having a kid. You know, that's like you know especially when she doesn't have kids
or a husband or a boyfriend.
Exactly. It's like
lay it all out there.
Bless her heart. It's like having someone else. You know, like another kid, another person, a friend. You know,
who's always there. You live with them. You take care of them.
They lick your face. I love licking.
They don't roll their eyes.
And they didn't braces.
I'm not a fan of licks in the face, but Abby made a good point. You know, she lets herself be stressed out a lot. She liked what? What?
I said I'm a fan of licks on the face. You know,
from dogs or people?
Of course, dogs. Yes.
Dogs.
Okay.
And people. I mean, yeah. You know, it's good. Why? Let's be honest.
It is getting hot.
Happiness
here.
Is a warm puppy, indeed. And you know, R.I.P. baby. Anyway, so she was 16 years old. She had a kidney failure, unfortunately.
I mean, that's a good run.
That's
though.
A very good run.
What is she? A Broadway musical? That's like, a great run. She
my
had a
dog.
Run.
My dog. When my dog died, I was crushed. But I had him for 13 years, and that's even a long time.
So in dog years, that's how he would have been 100. How does
you
that
multiply
work?
By 7. So get that math.
Wow, that means these dogs are almost eternal.
Right. I know. I wish I could just like do it.
See, after Buzzers, I promise you, I'm not insensitive to animals or people that have pets. I never had one, so I never got the dog years thing.
142.
Like, you know, like my dog was 109 when he died. Really? Damn. That's like, what is he, a mutant?
No.
He's just awesome. Apparently, well, Abby has a hard time.
I need to know your math.
Are you guys listening over here?
Sorry, we're doing the math.
You want me and Giselle to host this show?
No, we did the math really quick. He was 112.
See? Kind of alien dog.
In human years is a translation.
Gotcha.
So, she had a good run.
She was cute, too.
It's only appropriate considering it's Abby Lee Miller. We can say that she had a good run.
Maybe they'll bring her to Pantages and she'll have a great run there. I mean...
Well, she can't because she's no longer
with us. I got the joke. I thought it was funny.
Maybe Abby's next dog. Okay, let's talk about this pyramid here. Abby's late to the pyramid, unfortunately. She breaks the news to everyone. She has a really hard time. She's not able to save her tears for her pillow against her usual advice.
She tried to.
On the bottom, we have Paige, who was at the bottom because of the horrendous duet from last week.
Horrendous.
Yeah, that was
I didn't think the duet was that bad. I thought it was cute.
It wasn't good, though.
It was good. Was it cute. Was not
It was
great.
Supposed to be fun. Listen, they fought to have that duet.
They fought hard to have that duet. Yeah. And then I'm like, that's the duet you're fighting for? I'm sorry.
They wanted
but
to perform.
It's not like they choreographed it, so you can't get mad at them.
But they wanted
and
to
they,
perform,
they were
though.
Cute.
It was cute.
Paige, I think, cute. Has improved a lot, though, because she's kind of under the radar, flying under the radar. Brooke, on the other hand, who's next on the pyramid.
I mean,
I don't know if it's just the kind of thing where she just hasn't been around, no one cares, she doesn't care, maybe she doesn't want to be part of the show. Do you think maybe she doesn't want to be part of the show
her
anymore?
Her routine last week was could care less because she's like, I could care less about dance. I'm sure she's contractually obligated to still stay on the show, but just you can tell, I don't know if the producers are saying, okay, Brooke, you know, look like this on camera. However, she looks like a hot mess. Like, every time they show her face, she's
I
like...
I don't think she's contractually obligated. She's not contributing in any way.
But she's still an entity.
Why would she want to be on the show?
I mean, maybe the money is good.
Why wouldn't
they're not letting
she
her sing. Exactly. She's not singing this season.
But she could be saving money for college.
Okay.
You don't
she's
know
she sang one song on one season. That don't make her sing.
She remixed it with Carly Rae Jepsen, though. Did you guys know that?
She what?
I'm just kidding. No, she didn't.
Oh. Either
Call
way.
Me maybe.
She has to save up for college. Well, then maybe she can stop paying for dance classes and save up that way. I'm sure she's not making that much.
I think Brooke is...
Her mom's probably making more, and Paige is making money as well.
Brooke is a great dancer, though. That's the thing. It's always the ones that...
She's not a great dancer. She's just very flexible, and she could do acrobatics.
Well, I thought some of her solos were good. Okay. It's like in center stage.
I thought last week she was good, too.
Yeah, I think she's been great. Okay. Second center stage, you know, you have the feet, I don't have the heart, you know, like you've seen that movie.
Okay.
That's
that was a great
right. It's the truth, though. That's Brooke right now. She just doesn't have the heart. You know, she's talented.
I never had the feet.
Well, I hope she doesn't develop an eating disorder. But next on the pyramid, we had Mackenzie.
Why does she have an eating disorder?
Because the girl in the center stage had one.
Okay, I didn't see what we were, you know, I didn't see what you were doing.
We're like, wow, Giselle.
Man,
I was like, that was hard.
This 10 o'clock time slot, where's our head at? Okay,
go ahead,
next is Mackenzie. After that, we have Kendall and Mia, who Abby didn't have anything bad to say about, but they were just not as great as Maddie, who won the full competition. She's back on top.
No one will be as great as Maddie, except Sophia.
Right, but Sophia was whisked away back to the list, because Maddie's amazing.
I know,
and on occasion, Chloe.
Yeah.
Who is still suspended. That's another next point I was going to talk about. So Chloe is still suspended. Do we think this is fair?
I mean, you can't even comment. It doesn't matter if it's fair or not.
Right.
It's always crap.
It's Abby Lee Miller way or Abby Lee Miller way.
Right.
What about this? Do we think that Paige and Brooke being at the bottom is personal? Because Kelly hinted at that.
No.
She feels
this is the thing. Somebody has to be at the bottom. And they always try to say, why is it that my kid's at the bottom? It's because Abby doesn't like me. I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
But Paige and Brooke have been at the bottom consistently since they came back.
Does it matter?
You get out of it what you put into it.
Okay.
And does it matter? Like, if I was, I guess for ego's sake, you want to have your kid at the top. But at the end of the day, they're all dancing the same. If I'm a... Look, If I'm on the bottom of the pyramid, so be it. As long as I go to dance explosion, explosion times five, whatever the competition they go to and kill it, it doesn't matter. You know, it's you. What drives me bonkers is these people are insane. What is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, correct?
Oh, well, thank you, Webster.
You're welcome. So, these women and these kids are insane because they know what to expect. It's just like, keep it moving. You know, the pyramid should be something that they should not even care about anymore.
Okay. But doesn't it determine who gets solos and who, you know, gets the leads? Because not everyone gets solos every week. How does that determine?
Okay. Not necessarily. That's just kind of...
Right.
Abby's
I think
control
decision.
Thing.
I think the pyramid is a way to have them fight for something. You know what I mean? It's like us in this industry. Like, we want to be on top, you know, but you have to fight
for
it.
On top.
This is true.
And
this is something we talked about
so
a lot. And you can, if you're watching, you can let us know what you think. But, you know, the pyramid aspect is great because you're having to compete. You're having to really look at your progress and that kind of a thing. At the same time, they also need to remember that they are a team.
Right. And they perform so much better as a team. See, if the pyramid was used to give solos to people, the way the solos have been looking over the last couple of shows, you can have your solo. You know what I mean? Like that's
well, not setup. Maddie. Maddie's been killing.
I know, but what
Maddie
I'm saying is that. And also, you're right. The group number is where they shine the most every show. Every show, the group number is what really, for me, gets me in some because they dance so well as a group. Even Nia, who is always kind of a beat behind sometimes, they still
Or ahead.
No, she's never in the pocket. They still look great. They dance well together as a team.
And but I think it's because, and I think maybe it's something that we don't see in the show, is that, like, they're friends. They get along with each other. Like, we always
best
see, like,
friends.
The moms and stuff.
And they've been on this journey together.
Together,
you know,
yeah.
Journey.
So I think they're very close, which, you know, they have a connection with each other.
They do. Aww. Well, this competition of this episode is in St. Louis.
Just a plane right away.
And the
by coincidence, it's in St. Louis, which is where Black Patsy, Kaya, and Nakaya are from. What do we think about this return? And Jason, I know what you think about this return.
I was excited to see her.
I was too. But tonight, Giselle, I'm going to have to side with you on the side that I really wasn't feeling Black Patsy's behavior. And first of all, Black Patsy...
Has it changed?
Well, the reason why I liked her initially from last season was because these women have evolved from their personalities from the last season. They were way bitchier. I feel like now they're all... friends in a sense. They're closer. There's a sense of family. Whereas in the last couple of seasons, there really wasn't. And so Black Patsy came in and was like, look, hoes, I'm going to handle business. Boom, boom, boom. You know, and
but
that's what she did.
Black Patsy is too much.
To this season, she's too much.
No, it's not tonight. It's been her
always.
Entire time that she's always been like that.
I think she was.
And y'all have always like been on her side.
Well, because she's entertaining. Come on.
What do you think,
that
Chris?
That is not entertaining.
Tonight she crossed the line.
No, right, I agree.
Absolutely crossed
the
line.
Just because of the F-bomb?
Well,
no.
You don't curse in front of kids. You don't make a scene like that. Like, think about the business owners. Think about the other teachers and the other parents.
Well, the other dance moms have cursed in front of the kids.
Well,
I'm not saying that it's
that's
right.
That's inappropriate, too.
That is behind closed doors and not in front of an entire, like...
With kids, like, videotaping.
You know,
yeah. Kids were videotaping.
Yeah, of course I went on YouTube.
Tony, when Black Patsy arrived on Dance Moms last season,
didn't like
season,
her.
But she wasn't as full out as she was tonight.
No. She was, okay.
I thought
granted,
she was more inappropriate because she was bringing up all the different things about how, like, Holly as a black woman should be on her side. And, like, I thought that was more inappropriate, personally.
Listen, first of all, the reason why she wasn't so full out was because she had to assess her issue. She was coming into a situation. So, of course, she wasn't going to be full out.
Right.
Towards the end of her stay, she was full out. So, for me, Black Patsy, you can have a seat.
Okay, and I agree with you on to some extent. However, in the context of the whole show in general, watching the like, okay, think about inappropriate. This show is inappropriate.
But those women, it's like what your mom says: whatever you do in your house stays in the house. You don't take it out to the street. What those dance moms do, they keep it at the studio. They keep it in their little closed room. Yeah, exactly. Black Patsy wanted to make this whole theatrical performance,
and she like
and do
was
all
gunning
this stuff
for
and
them.
Go out. Yeah, she. It's almost like how Kathy is. Kathy is always ready for Abby Lee and always ready to jab and point.
Sure.
And that's what Black Patsy was doing.
I don't
like she was
with you.
Gabbing and pointing and even when she leaned in and was like, "Did you notice Nia was a whole beat behind?" That's not your concern.
Right.
That's not even your team.
But even the fact that she's sitting sitting directly behind them.
Oh, they always sit directly behind me.
I mean, Kathy, Tony, I don't disagree with Black Patsy being full out inappropriate this episode. She definitely was. She definitely was.
But
she
always is.
But what my opinion and what I was saying is last season, and you're right, she had to come in and assess the situation. Right. A smart person, I would do that before I would go all ape crap, you know, on somebody. But tonight, I felt like not only was she inappropriate in the sense of being a mom acting like that, as a Black woman on television, there is way too much a negative portrayal of any kind of minority, Black, any person of color. And I'm not trying to make it a racial thing, but tonight was this a clear indication, great, here's more on a show that has kids. That's why Dance Moms is inappropriate, because
why it's Dance Moms, not Dance Kids, that they can get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel that.
And either way, yeah, you're grown adults.
Are they?
Yeah.
They don't behave like it. They don't behave like it.
I don't know if Black Patsy was trying to get her extra 15 minutes of fame or what it was, but she
gonna get booked again for another episode.
No, she can have several seats.
But it
pointed out, and I'm sorry, Giselle, if I'm about to mess you up.
Oh, you're fine.
But it points out what Abby always says about the moms and their actions always reflect back on the kids. Because of what Black Patsy did, Nakia was escorted out.
Was disqualified.
They were like, bye-bye.
As they should have been, though. I mean, that's the only way to handle it as a competition.
You make a really good point, because I never would have thought of that otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so sometimes parents... You have to have a seat.
Well, and another
thing... No, you need to shut up.
Another thing that I didn't like was the branding Black Patsy. You know, she wore a Black Patsy shirt, and...
She had one the last time, though, too. She had, like, her little studio...
Yeah.
It's kind of corny.
And Diva Tude.
It's kind
of
corny.
No, oh, yeah, listen. On the back of the shirt, Rhinestone. Yeah. And it's Rhinestone.
Diva Tude. It was blinged Diva out.
Tude. Listen...
However, the shirt was like...
Has to be Rhinestone.
Listen, in this day and age of social media and reality shows and all that kind of stuff... You gotta hand it to her. She's probably working on her own. That's why she wanted to brand herself. She's Black Patsy. If her reality show came out, it would be Black Patsy, and we would already know who she is. And then
if she was selling T-shirts on the website,
Black Patsy, and then the catchphrase would be Diva Tube, just like here. Right. My catchphrase is "Have a seat."
No, and again,
and when was that officially established? Like copyrighted? Was it this year? Or
the beginning of the season. Yeah,
because there was some of
Tamar Braxton.
Patent pending.
You know, we need to get Nakia to call in. Nakia, if you're watching, listening, you should give us a call on the show. I would love to talk to you. And
really
see where
couldn't
your
care less.
Nakia, if you call in to this show, I need you to go speak to somebody first and make sure you call correct. Because I will not deal with it.
Yeah, speak clearly, calmly, and
calm. Because the second
don't even
you pop off, I may have to be like...
If you see Eric from St. Louis, Marissa, don't answer.
Kaya.
Okay,
Kaya.
That confused me.
Oh, Kaya.
Let's talk about the dance moms you can call and the dancers.
Kaya, you can't.
Yeah,
I would like Kaya to call in. Please call.
I get their names confused. Who names their kid after their mom?
Black Patsy,
Carolina, you know, like, who does that? But anyways, yes, Kaya, give us a holler.
So there's a group number, as always, and then Maddie and Nia are awarded solos. The group number is called Epic Love Story. Abby says that she's got the costumes in order, the hair pieces in order. The moms have nothing to worry about. Please, no chaos. Do we even think that's possible with these ladies?
No.
It could have been.
I think
here, insert chaos.
I mean, it could be a Christmas miracle.
Okay, well, clearly it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
what do we think of Jill's idea to... change the song and the choreography?
I think that was a horrible idea because everything was already set. There was already choreography, there was already music and everything like that. The only thing that they needed to do, if they wanted to do it, was dedicated to Broadway Baby. If they not change, not go, oh, I found some new music, we're gonna do new costumes, we're gonna do new choreography, and then we're gonna dedicate it to Broadway Baby.
I love how she's like, guys, listen to this song. I thought it was gonna be like some slamming, you know, it was some corny.
That was straight off of Kids Bop.
Yeah, karaoke.
I thought it was gonna be more like an emotional song, like Fly by Celine Dion,
or like Smash Into,
or like Angel,
Smash Into from Beyonce.
Or Smash Into,
from Beyonce.
Even though, you know,
Single Ladies from Beyonce.
No,
maybe even something in Spanish.
and
irreplaceable, irreplaceable.
Okay.
Bitty bitty bum.
Yeah, I thought that was so weird. Like, if anything, you know, give her the card, which they did.
Yeah.
Buy her a new puppy. But I just
too soon.
Think,
too soon.
Okay, maybe.
No, I think they had no right to do that. That doesn't. I don't understand why they think they're choreographers and or dancers. Like what?
Listen, can we recall the mall tour? And the times that they all
took it
quit
upon themselves.
True,
yeah.
But here's the difference: is that when they went on the mall tour, they were on their own. They were supposedly without a studio. Here, they have teachers, they have instructors. It's not like Abby's the only choreographer in that.
Right,
right.
And if all that choreography was set when Abby left, and everything was set, and she didn't come in for a couple
days,
all
they have to do is run the music.
All they have to do is rehearse and perfect it instead of like pulling something new to now have to work on that.
Did
makes
you pull
no
something
sense.
New?
I mean,
I did.
All
I threw it at you.
I mean, those
so
moms are not
have a couch.
Those moms, yes, God, honey, have a couch.
Have an office chair. Like
you know that. What? You
have
know
a
what,
Chase lounge.
You know what? Y'all can do. LAX is right down the street, and it will fly you to a new city where you can have several seats.
You know, I was gonna say the moms
in the plane or in the new city.
Both.
I think the moms. I think Jill. I'm gonna give Jill the benefit of the doubt, and I think that she was coming from a place of
producerhood
of a good
scripts?
Nature. Good nature. I'm on this positive thing right now. Good nature. But these moms need. You're right. It was out of whack. They should have not have done that. All their job is to do is sit there and seam costumes for these girls. That's all they needed to do. And I kind of feel like they, you know, it was kind of corny with the kids in the card, and then, you know, Hollywood baby, oh, we're sorry. They should have just been like, Abby, we're sorry the dog died. Keep it moving.
Well, I think...
They are family, though.
Yeah, Broadway baby was like the Abby Lee Miller mascot. So I think at some point in your career, you interacted with Broadway baby. So I think the card and everything like that, what?
She drinks out of the same fountain, you guys.
Yes, she did. I know. No, I wouldn't be drinking out of that fountain.
Like, oh, the name Broadway baby. Oh, Broadway baby's here. Like, did you feed Broadway baby?
Of course it would be. It's a perfect
baby.
Name, though.
Yeah,
I also kidding. Don't like how they were, like, fighting over who got to dedicate their number. You know, it wasn't coming from a genuine place. It was coming from a place of, oh, who's going to kiss up more? Oh, now you dedicated your number, and then now Abby's going to like
well,
you better.
Let's talk about that.
Like, no one cared. Yeah. No one's actually caring about dedicating and being genuine.
Chris, you're messing Giselle up.
No, you're not messing me up. You're not messing me up. I'm just trying to keep the audience on track.
Sorry.
Are you
no,
with
no, no.
This
we'll
audience?
Talk about, we'll talk
they watch
about
the
that.
Show, right? You
watch the show?
I felt like Dora just now.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah. Because I was like, are you with us, audience?
How old are you?
Good.
I've never seen that.
You know what?
You're on your own that one.
Listen, I'm still...
I'm already sitting down, so you can't tell me to have a seat.
Listen, I still have a subscription to Highlights. You know, I like to keep my mind
that
going.
That magazine is still around?
Do you find the secret?
Yes.
I love
that. That was the best part of that magazine.
Y'all remember...
All right. All right. All right.
We're still getting ourselves. Y'all remember Rainbow Bright?
No, I don't.
I do remember
that's a
Rainbow
little
Bright.
Old. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
He-Man and She-Ra.
What did we
and
think of Abby saying that? Did I hear this correctly? I don't know if you guys caught this or if you guys at home caught this, but did Abby say, I wish it was somebody else's kids when she was referring to
I don't know
to
exactly. We should
away?
Have rewound there.
I think she was saying, like, think about it as if it were your kid. Like, I think she was maybe trying to describe the feeling that she was feeling and why she was going through it so much.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, Tony. She basically was saying that in that scene, it was a culmination of how she's been feeling about the team and the disrespect and how the parents treat her, because she was saying, you know, here I am. She's telling her mom, here I am teaching these kids. They talk back to me. The parents treat me like dirt, blah, 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 blah. I was taking care of their kids and I have someone here who doesn't need braces, doesn't talk back to me.
Doesn't roll their eyes.
Right. And I wasn't there for them. So that's what she was saying.
But
you know?
She was there for the dog, you know.
Yeah.
And dogs don't need braces.
And all the little girls.
And dogs don't
maybe.
Talk back.
But,
no, they don't.
But
it's not because the dog didn't want
but
to.
But they pee on the floor.
Well, yeah.
And they smell sometimes.
But I think what she was saying was that, like, she's so focused on these people who don't appreciate her. And her dog appreciated her. When
right.
she walked
exactly.
in from a bad
exactly.
day,
precisely.
The dog was the first to, like, jump up, hug her, lick her, you know, give her the appreciation that she needed and that she was looking for. And I think what she was saying is that she was so concentrating on the girls and the group that she neglected, you know, Broadway baby. And that if she had noticed, you know, what was happening with the dog early on, maybe the dog would still be here. So I think in a way she was almost kind of blaming herself.
Right.
She,
for sure.
You guys,
for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that Abby was expecting to get the type of reaction that she got in terms of the girls being sympathetic and making the card and being kind to her. Well, because they could give her a hard time and be like, well, Abby, save those tears for your pillow.
There were some moms that were really insensitive to the whole situation. Like, they're like, she needs to get over it.
Well, Kelly.
Was it Kelly?
Abby, it's just the dog with her eyes. Like, Kelly, like, I'm one thing, Kelly, I love you. I'm glad your makeup, they're covering a lot of stuff on your face.
You and makeup and eyes
because
and stuff.
She looks really, really good this episode. But yeah, Kelly was probably one of the most insensitive of the moms, for sure.
And Chris, surprisingly, Christy was like, you know, we understand why Abby feels the way shit that she does.
You know, I like Christy. Okay, Christy may be crazy, a crazy mom, but you know, Christy calls it like it is. Christy's not a... She keeps it real.
Or she'll exaggerate a little bit.
But they all exaggerate in their own... Okay, exaggerations. Holly, Nia gets third and fourth consecutively. Holly's, like, really excited about that. You know, Nia did the best she could. That's her exaggeration. That's where she lives, right? Mm-hmm. Then you have, I don't know... Christy being all out the box, crazy, whatever. But at least Christy's not delusional and she sees things for how they are, as she should.
Well, speaking of Christy, that's another epic love story I want to discuss. Christy and Kelly and their feud.
Yeah,
I'm a little confused. Who's mad at who? Because one second, one of them saying you're not talking to me, another one saying you're not talking to me. They don't seem to know what they're fighting
about.
But
yet they're like 3 feet from each other.
Yet they're 3 feet from each other at all times. Kelly's saying it's about a hat. Christy's saying it's about saying go F yourself. What do we think about these women who were supposedly best friends?
What the situation is that Christy is upset that she was having a bad week. She packed her stuff up. She left, you know, and was not having a good week at the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company. Kelly, being her close friend, was supposed to, like, you know, be there for her and check in on her and make sure that she was okay. She didn't get that. So initially,
but I thought she did call her.
Okay, and then that's where the drama comes in, because Kelly is saying I called you, Christy is saying you didn't. Then it was like, okay, I saw that you called, but why didn't you call me back? Well, I didn't want to call you back because you were on the bus with Abby, and I didn't want to talk about this, but then you could have called me back. And then it blew up and escalated, and then that's when there was the, F you! No, F you! And then they decided to be mad at each other.
Right.
So it's so stupid, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Right. So, to me, it's just heightened drama, something that can keep going, and then all of a sudden... When Black Patsy did her whole
unifying of people, though, Black Patsy,
you know, and then all
I
of
love
sudden,
the weave comment.
Oh, she was gonna pat my weave.
She was
gonna pull out my weave.
Well, I'm glad, Christy, that you admitted that you got weave. But Black Patsy obviously brought them back together because Christy was like, I was looking at Kelly to do something, and you know, we were like powerless. We were like, my partner in crime. Blah, blah, oh my God, I need you.
I mean, they all could have done something. Like, where are they?
I mean,
you
had
their
to jail them
and
jail,
do something.
Jail.
Good for
jail.
They're grown women; they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, jail was like, good. Hold up.
They
hold
are
up.
A family.
She had
though.
The finger going and like, everything. Boom. Good for Jill.
Yeah,
but very proper though.
I mean, well,
I needed her to get
I mean, she's had to. She's
yeah,
had to work on
curse
that. She's worked very
yeah,
hard
curse,
on that.
I needed her
and
to
Kaya's
get like,
from the Lou. That's how they do it in St. Louis. You know, you get all like, and you say, you talk with like, you know, you say aluminum furl instead of aluminum foil. You know, stuff like that. Very.
Kaya did get a good jab in though when Abby Lee was like, I want to apologize for this behavior, and she's like, you need to apologize for being a punk ass. I think that was my favorite moment of the show tonight.
I think my favorite moment was when she was saying how Dr. Holly has the letters, but she's not using them.
Oh yeah, it's like those letters are no good if you ain't using them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was engaging and then she disengaged.
Oh, that whole interaction was hilarious to me.
Holly,
she's like, then why are you engaging? I'm not engaging. Then why do you talk back?
I'm disengaged.
It's like just push a button.
It's so weird.
Excuse me.
That's funny.
Oh,
hilarious.
I can't.
I want to know if you think the moms coordinate their outfits.
Chris.
Like the sweater day.
Just because it was sweater day, it's cold.
Well, no, the first scene of this episode, there was some wardrobe.
Yo, Chris was
I don't
like,
know if it's the malfunctions or just like.
I think they
Chris,
just all
Chris
probably slop at the, or slop. I think they all probably just shop at the same unfortunate place.
Chris, you were so
they were like, we're going to be really dressy today. That's what they, it's like they all call each other like, we're going to be really dressy today.
Like
and then
mean
the next
girls,
day,
right?
Yeah, they're like, we're going to be like sweater, but cool sweater.
Well, it's
today.
Probably,
you know,
I'm sure, like all
fur.
Girls do, hey, so what are you wearing today? The cameras are coming to the studio. Oh, I'm going to wear a top and jeans, or I'm going to wear a dress.
Hey, what are you wearing? I'm wearing Lane Bryant.
You know who I feel like cannot get it together is Jill. I feel like she, like, that whole scene with her in the hat.
Yo. Like, but yeah, like, that was bad.
Yeah, it's very, like,
I'm sorry, Jill. Yeah, the plaid and polka dots too. Let's just say it in the beginning of the episode. Yes. That
it was very 90s. I don't even know.
After Buzzers, Chris Cangero was highly offended after this episode's fashion
in the first 5 minutes. Yeah. He went on that for the whole time.
I have to say, there was like a really, really quick 3 minute snippet where Abby looked really good.
Oh, it's that dark, the dark eyes and the dark.
She had the dark hair. It was relaxed. Like, it was done, no frizz, soft makeup.
It gets big next week in that preview.
Well, no, but she was in mourning, Giselle. That's what, I mean, pain fuels creativity. She had to, like, she was channeling, that was her Sasha Fierce.
Or maybe she just came on to LA and went to Dry Bar. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that was Sasha Fierce. But she was here for the Oscars, I heard, this weekend.
She was. She also taught
good
a masterclass.
Good for you, Abby.
She did. She,
where?
Here.
She taught
at AfterBuzz?
Yes, at AfterBuzz. We all here at AfterBuzz took a masterclass from Abby Lee Miller.
Turn.
In La La Land, in L.A.
In La La Land, in L.A.
I was there. It was really good. She's spoken word choreography. It was amazing. She was like, run, run,
leap. Were you at the top of the pyramid?
Grand Jeté.
I was going to say, she did not say leap. She said Grand Jeté.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
you went to the masterclass?
Yeah.
Did you get your life?
I got my life, dude. She hated me, however. I felt that since I was taught by Abby Lee Miller, I can now really try to pursue the dance career that I want.
What is the one thing that you learned from that experience?
The one thing I learned from that experience is that my dance career is far behind me.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I'm just going to...
No, you're just breaking it down about 10 minutes ago.
I was just going to let you talk. Let you go.
Bye-bye, dance career.
I know. If you are listening at home, if you are checking us out on YouTube the following day, please make sure that you comment, like us, subscribe. Please, please tell a friend. Share this video with everyone, especially if you love us. Because we want to keep this going. We want to keep the lights on.
We want to keep tonight.
You know, Marissa with us. We want to keep the air conditioner going.
Can we put the air conditioner on?
But
listen, chocolate melts in the heat, so I'm trying to like keep it together.
And the pleather doesn't help.
This is not pleather.
Oh my God, we're in rare form tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not about you.
It is always about me.
But we do love reading your comments, especially those of you who are so, so into it.
There are a lot of people who do comment. I read them. I don't reply, but I read them.
You should start replying.
You should reply.
Tonight, though,
this is my reply.
I should do like a fan like reply, like for the last 5 minutes or something.
I feel that Abby
we'll
tonight, though,
watching we'll do shout-outs next week.
What?
I feel, okay, tonight we really got an inside view. More and more we're seeing a softer side of Abby, if you
come
will.
See the softer side of Abby.
Yes, God, Lord. But I think, I the only thing that was really uncomfortable was that, just like, you know, she was kissing the picture and, you know.
Well, because it just felt phony. Come on. Where they like, right. Bruce, like, walking your
white house.
And then the light was like glowy. Like, she's in all black and just.
It was like day glow white.
Well, because I'm sure that's the first thing that she wanted to see when she walked
through
the
door. I'm sure it was, but I'm sure the camera crew and everything was there. And, you know, I know she's going through it. I'm not trying to take that away from her, you know?
And her mom, it was nice having that moment with her mom.
Because I know, her mom's so cute.
It was nice seeing her mom.
Her mom, like, she was like, if anything happens to my mom. Basically, the underlying current I was getting was that Abby just felt guilty because she's giving of herself to these kids who don't appreciate what she's giving her.
That's what you do as a teacher and as a studio owner. And it's not like she's running some dinky studio. She's running a major studio
that
has a television show.
Wow.
And a fan base.
Wow, cold, heartless.
I'm not being cold. I'm just saying you have to commit yourself if you're a teacher. Because I know what it's like to teach kids that are snotty and nasty and will talk back.
Was there ever a moment where you thought Abby was not going to go back?
No.
I thought she was going to take some time to herself.
Yeah,
she
go on a leave of absence for a couple of days. Get a petty mani, you know.
And when you're going through it, it's good to get your mind off things. Right. Just keep things.
Keep going and going. What did you guys think of her reaction to this new piece?
It was
on point.
I just thought it was so silly. Like, you don't know what music's about to play. No one told you what was going on.
To be a surprise. It's supposed to be a dedication.
And then she challenges the girls to improvise. That was not... That was not like improvising. That was across the floor.
It really was.
And then the routine that they actually performed again was not improvising on stage. That was a routine that they'd clearly prepared.
Right. I mean,
previously,
unless they're telepathic and they're that synced up together, because they were. I mean, it was a choreographed routine. I think it was improv. The intro. We know what improvisation. But more and more, and especially with the phone calls we're getting from people that have been on the show, we're seeing that maybe a lot of things are staged now, you know, that are, you know, not very.
I don't know how I feel about that, you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
are you surprised?
No, I quit, Giselle.
I'm not surprised, but as a fan, I just feel disrespected. Excuse you? What?
No, because you said you don't know how you feel about it. I was like, I'm right there with you. I quit.
Take that.
I'm like, I'm done.
Bye. You're not going to have a seat anymore. You're going to get up.
No, my seat. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to have a walk.
Have a seat on your way out.
Kick some rocks. Okay, well, let's talk about these routines here. First up, we had Nia with her solo. Holly made her costume. Abby was furious about this costume. I thought it was adorable.
Well, that was take on the costume too. That makes sense. It did. Take what? Two of the costume. That's what I wanted to say. Because originally she had she had the fringe around it. And Abby was like, no, you want them to pay more attention up top. You got this horizontal thing, blah 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 blah. And when she took the fringe off, I was like, oh.
Yeah, the costume looks better.
It looked a whole lot better.
Nice little compromise.
Nia's consistently good. Like, she's the one.
She's consistent.
Yeah, that. I like Holly. I don't think Holly's ever out of pocket with it. Holly's always, you know, very even keeled, very nice, very sweet.
Except for when she pops her head in the door and she's like, what's going on? Right. Abby, can I have a word with you?
Right. But Nakia's soul time, it was good. It was definitely better than the competitions, I thought.
It was good. I thought it started strong. I thought it got sloppy.
She was a little sloppy.
The emotion was sassy at the beginning, and then I didn't really know what the emotion was about. Because I was talking about a broken heart, and
she's
like...
smiling.
But then on that walk off, she gave you sass.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She always does, though.
That's the reason why Maddie is so good, though. And because Maddie is appropriate with the song that she's dancing with.
Mm. Slash, she gets a lot of the same song.
But I mean, whatever.
I'm with Giselle Slash.
But the thing is,
because she has the... She either has the, it's really sad and I'm going to cry and it hurts, but that's pretty similar to, I'm so happy that I want to cry.
Yeah. Wow, Giselle, that was good.
It's like that longing.
That angst. And Black Patsy did, you know, tell Nakia about angst, which was a really great word that you used, Black Patsy. I was like, way to go.
Angst.
Because I use the word angst when I talk about what these girls are lacking as far as their emotion. They don't have that teenage angst yet because they're not.
I didn't see the angst from Nakia.
Well, I didn't see the angst.
Oh, but she was good though. Nakia was good.
I thought she was good. She was too mechanical.
I thought she had
cleaner lines than
I didn't.
There's no connection with the choreography though.
None.
You thought? I mean, her lines were definitely clean. Yeah, I mean, but there's more to like. And I'm not trying to tell you, Chris, because you are the dance extraordinaire. But there's more to choreography than just clean lines. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. You have to have your soul out there.
Right.
For sure.
Leave it on the dance floor.
I thought she had a couple good lines, but truthfully, I was not. I think she has a great body. Great costume. She's tall, legs, arms for days.
Boring.
But then when she was doing her leaps and her extensions, she just didn't seem very flexible to me. She was not fluid at all.
Right.
The emotion was not there.
It's all lacking.
I think she's good. I think she has potential. But I think perhaps had she stuck around with Abby...
I was just saying, do you think she needs to go back to Abby's?
She might have improved a little bit more in comparison to the other girls who have improved immensely.
Right. I agree.
Are you guys passing notes over there?
No.
I agree.
I was picking up his dance explosion pin.
Oh, yes, promotion, yeah. Promotion. Dance explosion.
Is that yours?
Yeah. Well, it's my, it's a competition I work for. One
so
of them.
Do you want to plug it really quickly? I'll let you.
On the dance floor.
Oh, I'm saying dance explosion. Coming to a city near you.
DanceExplosionTalent.com.
There you go.
That's DanceExplosionTalent.com.
Send my check.
Chris is still new to the hosting thing. He doesn't know how to do the shameless plug quite yet. He's working on it.
Isn't it like that? You gotta like hold
it.
We
gotta show the label too.
Oh, get you fired.
Okay, and then Maddie,
it's
of
like
course.
Like toothpaste for some reason.
Fine.
Yeah. Maddie was pretty much perfection.
I think she was incredible.
I mean,
she was.
She really couldn't have done much more except for, again, the emotional connection thing that we always talk about, but she looked perfect.
She owns it. Maddie goes out there and just slays the beast every time.
It looked like Abby was holding back tears. Melissa was sobbing. What did we think about this dedication thing? Kind of like what you were talking about before. Now we can discuss it.
Sorry.
No worry. We get excited over here. Maddie, Melissa, dedicate Maddie's solo to Broadway Baby. They announced it over the speaker.
Well,
Chris,
I mean,
what did you think?
I thought it was phony. I thought if they were really like just concerned about doing something sweet and like heartfelt, it wouldn't have been so forced.
Right.
And been like, oh, I'm going to do it first. Then you're going to do it. Like, no, I'm going to do it. And like, then Abby will like me more. Like, that's not the right intention of doing it. It's not coming from a warm or genuine place.
I agree.
I thought that at first, but then I realized that they actually do have an attachment to the dog as well. Because they had watched and babysat Broadway Baby a number of times. So they have a closeness.
You're saying Melissa, yeah.
Melissa,
or all of them.
Well, Melissa and Maddie.
Right.
You know, because with Melissa wanting to be on Abby's good side, of course, if Abby had to go out of town for a long period of time, she'd be the first to say, oh, I'll watch Broadway for you. You know what I mean? So, you know, Broadway has been to their house. They've watched them and stuff. So I felt like, yes, they have a closer connection. I did think, though, that it was wrong of them to solely dedicate Maddie Soto. You know,
that's
it should have
right.
It should have been a group thing.
Totally.
It should have been
everybody,
a complete group.
Because
thing.
Hollywood Baby.
And they discussed that.
They did. Too. And that was the issue. Hollywood Baby was everyone's dog.
Broadway Baby.
Hollywood Baby.
Torrance Baby was everyone's baby. Broadway Baby. I'm sorry. Off Broadway Baby.
Not off Broadway.
But no, really. And so the issue, you know. The issue I had was Melissa in the last couple episodes has been that Benedict Arnold back, you know, she's been devil's advocate, you know, oh my god, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, Abby, hi, how are you doing, but still is trying to keep, she's what Beyonce's choreographer Frank Gatson says, posturing for position. She's kissing ass, she's trying to make sure that her position is staying there.
I think the reason
I knew at some point you were going to make a Beyonce reference,
yeah,
because this kid would not stop dancing and playing Beyonce before we walked in
and
here,
I think,
and I was just waiting for it.
Yeah.
I was beginning to think it wasn't going to happen, but you did it.
I have to thank Toni Moore for really just opening my eyes to the world of Beyonce, Giselle Knowles.
Just like what, this week?
Well,
you just finding out.
I went to
she's
Beyonce.
Around.
I went to Beyonce.
She's been
workshop.
Around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Destiny's
videos.
Child?
But,
do you remember
no,
that crew?
But back to Melissa. The only issue I had was that it seemed like she was just trying to kiss Abby's ass yet again. I think the gesture was sweet and right. Dedicating it only on Maddie's solo made it kind of suspect, you know?
I personally didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was genuine. I thought it was heartfelt.
Yeah.
If anything, I thought it was a little annoying that the moms found that to be kissing ass, because
it's Melissa.
They seem to think that the dedication that Maddie made was comparable to, and this is what you're mentioning before, was comparable to the girls changing the music, changing the song, and that was their form of the dedication. I thought that the little dedication over song at competition was a little bit more appropriate. However, perhaps it would have been a little bit more considerate for Melissa to include the other moms,
right,
and maybe doing it for the group dance of
right.
Yeah. Maddie's.
That
but I didn't
sense.
Think it was her trying to kiss ass.
And I don't think she needs to kiss ass. That's what we were talking about before. Think about it. Her daughter is the most talented, so she'll always be the top of the pyramid or more so often than not.
And she works there, and she volunteers there, and
so
she takes care of
they're
Broadway
gonna,
Baby.
The mom's going to be, Melissa's going to be happier as a result of her daughter being more talented. And you even heard Abby say, I love working with Maddie.
Yeah.
So that'll make me happy.
Joy.
I'm
going
to go do that. So I don't think she needed to do that. I do think she was coming from a genuine place, mm-hmm. although she kind of swooped the other moms. However, I thought them, like, being catty about it made the whole dedication thing from the get-go, yeah, it, like, threw it out the water. Because now it's like, all right, this wasn't a ploy for you to be sincere. It was for you to try to what posture your positioning.
Posture for
posture
position.
Yes, Frank Gatson.
Yeah, thank you, Frank Gatson. I learned something new every day. And Abby, if you're watching here at AfterBuzz, we're deeply sorry for your loss. We're not trying to make jokes about the dog. It's just in context of the show. We have to talk about what's going on the show. But we were fans of Hollywood Baby.
Broadway Baby.
Okay.
So there you go. Sorry.
Jason's not that big of a fan.
I will say that I do love how Abby came into the dressing room after every number, and she seemed really happy.
She was really
warm. She gave Nia a hug. She gave Maddie a hug. She didn't have anything bad to say or negative to say, and she just kind of took it all in. And I don't think she had a lot of faith in the dance, the group dance, but I think she, you know, was pleasantly surprised by
right.
it.
I
and
think it
ended
went
up
well.
Working
I think
out.
We all were.
Yeah, you know.
Nia wins best costume.
Awesome.
Amazing.
keep it moving.
So funny.
Nia gets third place.
I mean,
great job, Nia.
I mean, that par for the course.
Nikaya gets disqualified.
Sorry.
Yes.
Black Patsy, shut up. See what happens? See what happens when you run your mouth?
They make the formal announcement, too.
That has to be so embarrassing, because then they cut to the shot of Abby, and you can see visibly there are two seats that are empty.
Boo.
But that's what had to happen.
They're probably reserved seats. Here's another thing to consider, though, with this competition. We kind of talked about it when we were watching it. That was a small competition.
There was like 10 kids on stage.
Well, according to someone that posted on our YouTube page, there are certain competitions that won't allow the show to come in and film. Shout out to the person who did that. Sorry, I can't think of your name right now.
We'll give you one next week.
And I mean, I can kind of see that. Like, you know, I would assume that they have a lot of things that they have to do in order to film the show. They have to make sure that everyone is okay with filming. They then have to probably find a separate place for them,
right,
to have their dressing room and stuff like that. I think it's
like
probably
the camera crews,
yeah,
and then subjecting your kids to what happened there.
It's probably more
of having your own dressing room. I mean, unless things have changed, but in my past with competition, usually each studio does not get their own dressing room. They get their own section in a ballroom,
and that is the cause for a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Well, that's my address.
And you know, furthermore, not everyone's trying to be a star dancer on a reality show. These kids, I mean, competition's a big deal. Yes, for Abby Lee, it's a big deal as well. But for some people, these kids train and train and train, and this is like means more to them than just being videotaped. So I agree with the people that don't let Abby's dance team, come in and film, because it's not Hollywood for them.
Yeah.
Dance is their passion.
Right, they're working really hard, yeah, and they don't need to have like what 5-6 moms come in there and start trouble.
It's almost like,
because you know what, those moms, the other moms that aren't on the TV show, will start trouble. Like,
right,
they got it covered.
That's true.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense, because they want their
and
little
the less
minutes
trouble
of fame
they could have for like the competition owners and the staff is just the better.
Right. Yikes. It's almost like I feel Abby Lee Miller's, the moms are the laughing stocks of the dance community, like for the competition, because everyone now, when this show first started, it was like nothing was like it on TV. People didn't get a glimpse into that kind of life. Like Chris, you said, this is real. It happens in studios. But now as we're watching, and what, this is season 3? Now that we're watching, we're seeing it's getting bigger and bigger and becoming more and more, I would say, a little bit staged. It's now comical. It's like, really? Okay. I mean,
there's a phenomenon,
but
with
it's
them.
it still is, you know, even with the possible staging and the big production of it. I mean, I still do love watching the girls dance. I definitely wish there was more dance than drama, as I think the moms do.
Right,
but
I don't know.
You know,
the moms,
I thought this was a good one.
But if you notice, the people at the competition are standing there waiting to see Abby and all those people coming.
Yeah, all the phones and the YouTube and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course they are. I mean, they're stars. They're stars, but that doesn't mean that they're not also revered as comical or, you know, or laughable. Right.
I want to see them come to more LA competitions or go to New York. New York's closer to than St. Louis.
Come to Los Angeles. These kids are fire.
And then I don't think they will get any of those first places unless it's in a small category. Maddie did get first place. The group got first place. I just want to point out, Maddie got a score of 294.5. That is almost perfect. So, you know,
it's an amazing score.
I don't think she's ever gotten a score that high. So good job for Maddie. I'm pretty sure she's going to be at the top of the pyramid next week.
Mm-hmm.
And let's move on to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Jason J.
I will
short
have
and sweet.
Yes, a short sweet. I will say though, the pyramid pictures need to be updated. Get a better photographer,
please. Get McKinsey
or a monitor,
picture.
Right? Or, you know, some kind of digital.
Please get
something or other.
Or right. Like the remember 90210, like the original 90210, when they would like turn around,
yeah,
and then be like.
I feel like
they should do that with all the people. That's so you don't know who it is at first.
Like the housewives,
you don't know who it is. Oh, and they're like, yes. That was my show.
Kelly, Brenda, Donna. My predictions are that we haven't seen the last of Kaya and Nikaya. We have not seen the last of them. And next
please
week,
edit them out.
Jill and Chrissy are BFFs again. And just more of
Jill
the same.
Jill and Chrissy, Kelly and Chrissy?
Same person. More of the same.
I think it's just more of the same thing going on for a couple more weeks, and you know, I'm just jumping back in. So
I think Broadway Baby comes back. Too soon.
I know Abby's hair gets bigger, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like Abby starts seeing
huge.
Visions.
Massive.
Well, yeah, I have to say the same thing. I think Kelly and Christy will make up. Jill could possibly leave once again. I know we haven't seen the end of Kathy.
I think we're going to see some more of Jill's little antics.
I hope we see some more Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition cameos.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yes. Yeah. That was great. And some, like, bag hitting, water throwing. You never know. I mean, that's what you got to love about
Asia's it. Who is Asia's mom in the tight pants?
Christy.
Christy.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss Asia. Where's my girl Asia?
With the slick bag hair.
Thank you so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Boys, tell everybody where they can find you. Chris?
At Chris Cangero on Twitter and Instagram, and Chris Cangero on Facebook, CRISCANGERO.
Hey.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on the web, Lounging with Tony.
Oh, one up me with the web.
You can find me on Instagram at the September Libra, and you can also find me on Twitter
the
at JJC Forever, and on Facebook at the Jason J. Carter Fan Club, the September Libra.
Is that new?
Yes.
I gotta switch it up. You gotta be consistent.
I know.
You can find me on social media at Giselle Ugardi. Also on my YouTube channel, Sprinting Stilettos TV. I got a CoverGirl giveaway going up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we will see you right here next week. Tuesday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to comment, share, like, subscribe, follow us. We love you guys. Have a good night.
Yes.
See you later. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.